Everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. It's episode 399, one away. Ooh. It's also Manic Monday.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
399, man. This is, so next week will be episode 400. We started this in 2012. It's now 2022. Holy crap, it's our 10-year anniversary.
Wow. Well,
damn.
Time to release the limited edition 8-bit geek video game, I guess, for the 10th anniversary.
Oh no, we're not doing that. We got 12 months of NFTs.
Please don't steal our monkeys.
So we got a plan. We got monkeys that were, wait a minute. What'd you say about monkeys? Did something happen? We have a whole line of these monkeys that are coming out. They're going to be great.
Oh no.
I'm sure people will buy them. Just don't steal them, please. We drew these monkeys. These are our monkeys.
No, we got them donated to us. What?
Jared's been taking art classes online. He's learning how to draw feet and monkeys. And monkeys' feet.
They're monkeys with human feet.
Oh.
Which is so just
people.
Just people. We had since we've gotten together, it's been a Christmas and it's been a New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
So let's do a little review because we haven't really talked about either one. How was y'all's Christmas and New Year's?
Pretty chill.
Yeah, fine.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you. I know that we took a couple of days off. But in a podcast medium, mm-hmm. a conversation needs to be had without a one-word response.
Oh.
Fine.
It was fine.
Motherfucker.
It was cool. It was all right. You know, it was what it was.
399 episodes, and we still don't know how to do it.
Nope.
So this one's a toughie. Because Kev, you don't celebrate Christmas, and then Doug, you don't get any gifts.
Correct.
So let's move on to New Year's.
Here we go.
Well,
pretty much. Did nothing. I hung out on Discord with people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kev, did your balls drop at midnight within the Discord, or
did my balls drop at midnight on Discord? No, they dropped about, I don't know, my 34, so about 20 years ago, Kev.
Incorrect. Every year.
Don't make me do the math.
Every New Year's Eve, Doug's balls drop once again.
Oh, no, I'm not 34 anymore.
Yeah.
I had a birthday, too. I'm 35. Fuck! Oh, no.
And how'd your stream go, by the way?
It went good. It was good. We had fun. I played, I started with some Sniper Elite while I waited for Caleb to say that he was ready to play games. And then we played some Far Cry 6 for a while. And then he left and I played, what did I play after that? I played something else for a little bit. What did I play? Oh shit. I didn't do the hunting game. I don't think.
Okay.
Oh fuck, what other game did I play? Oh no. And then Ryan showed up, and Ryan had got me at one point, I think for my birthday, I guess, I don't know, another one of those shitty Artifacts Monday puzzle games that I always play.
Forgot to get you a 15,000 pack on Christmas. Is the Christmas sale still happening? It is. Oh yes, hold on, I got a puzzle game. What are they called? What kind of game are they?
I don't know. They're their own thing. They're Artifacts Mondays. I don't know, man. That's the developer. And so we played through there's three in this one story that we're playing. There's three of them. And I've done the other two. with Ryan. And so I did the third one with Ryan. And Peter Kleins was in the chat for a bit.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, people were popping in and out all day. It was a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of the other game I played. There was another game that I played in there. But I played for one of the games I've been playing. If it wasn't the Hunt game, and it wasn't Far Cry.
Was it one of the Power Wash Simulators or something?
It was Power Wash Simulator. Yes, oh Kev.
God.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was cleaning that bathroom again. And Ryan was like, why do you keep cleaning this fucking bathroom? It's so gross. And I was like, I don't know, man. I just like this level.
Oh, here we go.
It's a big level because it's a lot of stuff because it's a bathroom, but it's also really small. And it's done. It's in a way where, like, if you start at one and just work back, like, I don't know what it is. There's something that's just like, I don't want to say soothing. It's not soothing. You know what I mean? But just like super chill. Cathartic. And so I was finishing that for like the fifth or sixth time. It takes like an hour and a half to do the whole thing. But so I did that. I only did that for about 30 to 45 minutes before Ryan came in. And then we played the that shitty fucking game. Have you played? Those are about 3 hours long. So did that whole thing. It was about 4 hours, I think, I think we did the DLC too. Did we do the DLC for that? I think we did, because I think I installed it. I was like, and I'm done. And it's gone. So I install them, I play them, and then I instantly uninstall.
Nice.
Well, I am adding a ton of these to my cart here because super sale. And and I'm curious to know which ones will say that you already own.
All.
If it's Artifacts Monday, a good portion of them.
Okay, so far I've got Ghost Files, The Face of Guilt.
I don't think I have that one.
Faces of Illusion, The Twin Phantoms.
I don't think I have that one either.
Tibetan Quest, Beyond the World's End. Tibetan Quest.
I don't think I have that one.
Mythic Wonders, The Philosopher's Stone.
Okay, here's the problem. So there's like 40,000 of these, right? So
yeah.
Unless I have a lot of them, I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I do have a lot of them. But
oh, I know.
I just opened up Steam and my camera went super dark because my screen's not as bright anymore.
Those first couple of titles sounded like Insane Clown Posse albums.
Oh, dude, this they're looks all fun. For those who have never ever either watched me play these or don't know what I'm talking about, they are essentially like young adult, like romance, weird, like novels or whatever. It's like if Twilight was a game. They're really fucking bad. They're really shittily written. And I'm not saying anything like this is going to sound sexist, but it's all like female protagonist. And it's all the same voice actress, even though it's not the same character. And it's just so bad. The voice acting is fucking terrible. It's just, oh, they're so bad. So I have The Secret Order, all of them. There's eight of them.
Okay, I sent you five.
Nightmares from the Deep was a great fucking series. Oh my God, Tibetan Quest. Except Mythic Wonders. Except oh, Jesus Christ. Princess Isabella. The Rise of an Heir. Except Gaff, Jesus Christ. Faces of Illusion. The Twin Phantoms. Except Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that was the
Ghost Files. Except.
So there's five of them for you. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. I love that this is the second year now that that I've done this.
And
gonna be a thing.
So because of the Christmas sale, I bought one and I shared it with Ryan. I was like, hey, I'm gonna play this. It's called Yuletide Legends. Who Framed Santa Claus? So I can't wait.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, New Year's New Year's was kind of wrapped up for me in also a wedding anniversary. Because we did Ashley's 10-year, 10 years of marriage with Ash. Feels like 50, am I right? but we did like a New Year's celebration. We took a trip down to Houston, and it was the best time to ever do it. I thought it was going to be terrible because I was like, you know, COVID cases are through the fucking roof, right? And so I was like, Ash, this is not a great time to travel and like go do stuff. And she was like, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. I promise. I go, I don't know, man. It's New Year's. Like, so we actually stayed downtown. And since it was a holiday, the hotel was empty. Downtown was empty. No one was there. It was like people just sprinkled in. Parking lot was completely empty every time we parked. We had like one person on our whole floor. It was complete silence. We went to NASA and that was completely empty. It filled in a little later in the day, but we left by the time it started filling in. And then we got to eat at an empty restaurant because there was a Rockets game. And we just had a really good time with it. And we had and then I was in bed at 9:30 on New Year's Eve. So that was the best. Like I was like, gosh, I'm done. Like, cause we only got 4 hours of sleep the night before because we left for Houston as soon as I got off work. And so, on top of that, we decided to take the Tesla and it was our first like journey with the Tesla, like traveling, going to somewhere else. And so stopping at superchargers and stuff like that along the way and having that adventure. And we had a really great time with it, but it normally would take you, 3 hours to get down there? It took like,
About 4 hours. Three and a half, 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So you add on about 30 to 45 minutes because of charging. So, we got in at 3 a.m. and then we had to wake up at 7 a.m. to get to NASA when they opened.
Mm.
So we were dead tired.
With those chargers, how long do you sit at each stop to charge?
15 minutes.
Not bad.
No, it's not.
Really, it's not bad at all.
So when we first stopped, it was at a Collins Street Bakery, which is awesome, but they were closed. Because it was at night and we're like, fuck. And then the second stop was at a Holiday Inn and we're like, well, that sucks. So we just watched some YouTube and, whatever until for 15 minutes. And then we went on. When we're actually in Houston, we had to stop to fill up in order to kind of roam around the city. That one was cool because it was at it was in a Rudy's parking lot. So we went and had lunch. And while it charged and we're like, okay, so that was fun. And then the other time the charger was at the hotel. So we just plugged it in at the hotel. So it was all good. And then when we came back, the chargers were stopped at the same spots and we got to the Collins Street Bakery. We were so excited. We were like, oh my God, yes. We waited. We didn't eat because we were going to get stuff from the bakery. It was fucking closed.
No.
And we're like, are you kidding me? And it was midday. And it said they closed at 6. So then we walked our happy butts over to a candy factory who happened to have a store that was attached to it. So we walked in there and we looked around and they have this giant room where it's nothing but like blooper. They call them bloopers. And it's everything that's off the factory line that just that were defective, right? But they still sell them in a box. So we got like $25 boxes of chocolate for $6. And so we were like, all right, we'll pick up a couple things and there's nothing wrong with them. They totally taste fine. They're just in, like one is shape, you'll get a chocolate that's shaped like a penis or something. No big deal.
And the downside?
Nothing.
That's absolutely the milk chocolate nothing. One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Fucking guy.
He's fucking gay.
So mine was eventful. We had a good time. So
it's awesome.
Yeah,
I like the pictures that you sent from NASA. Like it looked awesome, man. I would love to check it out one day.
It's a really cool experience. We kind of felt gypped a little bit in a way, but not because they had two tours. They have the VIP tour, they have a ton of tours. Like they have a tour where you can have breakfast with a astronaut. And then they have a tour where you can go on like a 6-hour excursion. They show you like the insides of all of NASA and you get to walk through and see the old command center from, that they used to launch all the Apollo missions and stuff like that. But we didn't get to do that because it was sold out. Mm. And so we chose the one that was available and it said a self tour and it was $30. So they ship you over and you think you're going on this like crazy adventure because they're taking you on a tram You take a tram and you're like, oh man, this is great. And they're like, start talking about how they have a farm. NASA has a farm for sustainability and to teach kids about life and blah, 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 and science. And we're like, oh, this is great. And then they drop you off in front of a building that has a couple rockets outside. And they're like, this is where they house the Saturn IV or the Saturn V rocket. And we're like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, it's taller than the Empire State Building. We're like, awesome. So we go inside and we're just like, our jaws dropped. And it was just amazing. It's this thing to behold that everybody should go to see it. In that way, it was totally worth the $30. But that was the fucking tour. That was it. There was nothing else that came with it. They were like, after you're done in here, you can take the tram back to the main building. We're like, wait, the fuck? and we're like, okay. So like we walked around, we looked at some history with like, we found out that the rocket was supposed to be used for the Apollo 18, 19, and 20 missions. And then they were all canceled. And that was the end of the Apollo missions. And so that whole rocket got built. Say goodbye to billions of dollars there. And so they just put it in this warehouse for tours and stuff, which is incredible because we were very amazed by it and it was cool to have it shown off. But at the same time, we got back on the tram, we went back to the NASA building. We're like, that was $30. But alas, it's fine. What was really cool was that you got to walk inside the, Space Shuttle Independence. They have it up on a big Boeing jet, like a real one, and you get to walk through both of them and see what it was like. And you go through the cargo hold and you're just like, mind is blown. And because you're just like, holy fuck, and they got a satellite in there and shit, and you're just like, the scale of everything. Well, like NASA, you don't think about this when you look at the rover and everything and how fucking massive everything is. Mm-hmm. The scale is incredible until you walk in those doors and you see just how big everything is on TV and all the pictures they release. You're like, oh, that's a cute little rover. No, that motherfucker is the size of like 15 tanks.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, it was a good time. I recommend. We're going to go back and take Colin. And so that way we can do the really long tour. So.
Dope.
But okay, so that's it. That's it for Manic Monday. I hope that 2022 brings much joy and happiness to everybody, and especially I hope I hope everybody enjoys the podcast and what we bring to you this year, and to my co-hosts. I hope that 2022 brings you guys much fortune. So until tomorrow,
we'll see. I almost had a fortune this year with the cryptocurrencies, and within I was a multimillionaire for like 2 seconds.
Yep. We were both multimillionaires, and then it was taken away. So at least we could say we were one, though.
Yeah, I got a screenshot of it, so like I have proof that it happened.
Yep.
glitch or no glitch, for one moment my account said I had $19 million. Oh no, was it 19? Was it 19? No. Yeah, I don't remember.
It was maybe something, it was like 30. Ridiculous, both of you guys.
Yeah, I think yours was like 34 and mine was like 19. I was like, fuck yeah, all right, time to retire. I'm about to just march out of this fucking office right now. Bye, bitches.
I ran to my app and it was like $228. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I'm a hundred there. tomorrow we're doing our top five most anticipated video games that we look forward to. We'll do that this week. And then next week, for episode 200, maybe we'll do our top five.
200. Excuse me, sir.
200 times two.
Top 200 times two.
Our 400. Our top for our episode 400. Maybe we'll do our top five movies that we're looking forward to. Maybe we'll do all that. So.
Dope.
Okay. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.